to yourself. You'll get from me. Cause like I said, we're not fighting.
Break on top of them.
Are big and bad there, and tough guy, you know, with your motorhead friends. So we like you said to Billy, you come on my property, and there are different terms there for sure. And you know what I mean.
I'll take my own station.
Hey, nice.
How about that? How about
But that dude came up there, and what she said was right, because I heard him that day. I was in there that day, too. And I heard him say it was him. You know, that's just buddy, his neighbor there. Yeah? I don't care what's going on, man. He cut this channel up for maybe a few people had a misunderstanding there, and you know, he blames the whole channel. All I gotta say is, I get any bull from that dude. I get keep on getting bull from this channel, and I'll tell you, I'm gonna get nuts, and I swear to God, I'll hit somebody.
All I gotta say is the problem started with my hate list. Captain Jack was listening, and we were, you know, he had Don Quixote on our agitator list, which was just a fun list. It was no longer pertaining to anybody. We were just playing around, you know, making up a list of the people that bothered us the most. And his name just happened to come up, and we put him on the list. And Captain Jack goes and gets his friend Don Quixote. Yanked him off of 28 or 11 or wherever he was, and big fight started that.
So we were just
trying to LTK wants a piece of it, and this guy wants to get a piece of it, and words just start flying. But I would like to know who the hell is telling these people what our business is on this channel, what we do to our sets. I would like to know that.
Thanks, seeing that. Hang on, man. You guys are almost as bad as they are. I'm saying they're pulling it down for sure. I didn't hear a voice in there that day that says kind of being concerned. And the key up was almost identical there. Dave said it was almost identical and all that junk. He said it then, he said it then.
Which one are you talking about?
Yeah, man,
I don't know who. I think it was Ray that heard it too. Dave knows who blames it on LTK. I know who blames it on LTK. I'm not gonna say anything or whatever, but yeah, that's what it's getting. And plus on top of that, all you dudes are in there keying up on top of him, man. You can't hear his dude out, man. He's supposed to hear his dude out and know who's right and who's wrong. He's just in there keying up all over.
He's just as boring as his friend Don Quixote. They key up and they say a lot of crap and then they really don't pay up. I don't know how the other people got involved in this. All I'm saying is I told others with Don Quixote, we were just getting back to Captain Jack for something he did. We don't normally harass people. We were just getting him back for his little tattletailing, you might say, on us. It wasn't anything meant to be hateful towards Don Quixote. It was all just a fun list, you know, but of course, Don Quixote gets bent out of shape and starts going off at the mouth just like his old man, you know. He starts talking. We don't close anybody any clubs, blah, 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 blah. So we were just getting back at Captain Jack there for what he did the other day.
Yeah, okay, I can see that's fine, right? But I'll tell you, he starts coming up here and saying, these people are agitated up on this channel, you know? Alright, I can point out a few, I can point out a couple of things wrong on this channel, yeah? I'm not saying I don't do them, I'm not saying that someone else doesn't do them. I'm just saying everyone does them, you know, and it gets, you know, to a point where it is sickening, but you know, it's not as bad as they always say. They call us agitators like we go around asking for trouble. I don't know. I'm just going to shut up, you know? All I got to say is, if in any way, either of them gets in my way of talking to somebody on this channel, on any channel in the band, or Red Arrows, man, this won't be hell. But I'll tell you, I'm going to come after somebody quick.
That's the way I feel about it. I don't know. They may have seen one or two of us, but they haven't seen you, and they haven't seen me. They haven't seen a couple other of us, and they think they're dealing with high school kids or junior high school kids. I don't know where they get that information from, but I still have to conduct an investigation and figure out who the hell told them certain information that I expect it to be very classified, but I already have an idea who said it, because Jimmy, in a comment Jimmy made, I already have an idea.
I'm such a little runt, and the kid and the jerk off says he's smaller than I am. Tell me about it. That kid's bigger than me, and he's afraid to fight. Now, I don't fight well. I'll tell you one thing, that kid, if he ever wants to kick my ass, I hope he comes around. Damn well, man. I don't forget when people say shit like that, you know? I see him around, like, if I accidentally bump into him, I say, hey, Captain Jack, remember what you said about me? I want to see the sucker choke up. Oh, I didn't say that. But if he comes around and says, yeah, I said it, he's like, it's going to be all over right there.
Yeah, but like I said before, certain information got leaked out here, and I don't like it at all. It gets me very upset to a great degree. And that fight did not concern LTK or anybody else. That was something. That's a different situation altogether about involved in this, which I don't know anything about. With you and Jim and Dave and this tape recording, I don't even understand any of this information. All I know is I went down there just to get even with him for something that he did a couple days ago. That's all I was getting involved with.
Can I say something?
I wasn't even in there. I wasn't even in there that night, and the guy starts accusing me of shit. I wasn't in there, but I don't want nobody accusing me of shit, alright? And if they are gonna accuse me, they're gonna back up this shit.
Can I say
something? Because I know this man back there. Hang on for a minute, Dave. All I know is I was in there that night. I know who said it. I'm not gonna say who said it. I know who said it. Alright, to a point where it was very close. That guy came up there, his neighbor that said, he wasn't bleeding if he was in there. That neighbor came up and said that it was him. Not that it wasn't him, it wasn't bleeding him. That's what got me pissed off, because I heard that with my own ears. And Dave heard it too, you know? It's just kind of bending the truth there, you know? I'm not saying what everyone else is down here is saying is perfect too. But they're bending the truth so far out of proportion, it's pathetic. And all I gotta say is, if I'm gonna suffer for it, I'm gonna bust some heads. I swear up and down I will.
Can I talk?
3013. Can I talk?
Go ahead, Dave. Yes. All I know is a comment was made by LTK that he was up here copying the mail, and he heard a couple things that said about him. Now, if he doesn't know us, and I don't know, and we don't know him, how did he just happen to be up here sandbagging to hear about us talk about him? Unless he was doing something to begin with. That sort of has me a little bit, wondering. And also the things that Captain Jack said that you think are confidential, I can say were said over the air enough times, not maybe not on this frequency, but over the air. And like I've always stressed and pointed out in the past, no frequency is private, and no matter where you go, somebody can listen to you. So, you know, if you want to keep things private, they just can't be said over the air. That's all there is to it. Now, I don't care if anybody comes around and rips down my antenna. You know, I've got two more in the garage. And, you know, for that matter, I've got the mobile, too, so they're not going to keep me off the channel. And if they want to resort to throwing carriers on us, fine, I can pay them back the same way, because I've got a linear in my car, I've got a linear on this base, and I ain't afraid to say it. And I can shut a damn channel down faster than they can. And like I said before, I've been through this CB war business for the last 6 years, and I know every damn trick in the book. And, I may not be a physical person, but as far as electronics and knowing how to screw up a channel, I know it, every bit of it.
Yeah, Dave, look at that break you're doing
there. Yeah, okay, go ahead, break. I really don't care, to tell you the truth.
There's another guy in there, hang on.
Yeah, breaker out there, go ahead. Bingo Chip, I don't think you have anything interesting to say, to tell you the truth. Go ahead, Breaker.
I don't think so. I think somebody may have something.
Well, somebody had to hear it on the air. Because none of us would tell him.
I'm saying, he said by a bootlegger, some successful bootleg by a friend of yours. I don't know. That's too. I don't know. I don't think anybody who's never met any of us could put that much together so quickly. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, and I can put it together. How many times can you remember you or Kenny or somebody was asking me to toy with a radio? That's been out over the air.
I'm telling you, they'd have to be on a lot, and they would have to do a lot of sandbagging to piece it together. I'm telling you, somebody told them.
And somebody who told them heard it over the air and was sandbagging.
I'll ask him. Next time he's on, I'll ask him. I'll say, did you put this together or did somebody tell you?
Hey.
What, Steve?
I believe he's intelligent to put it together.
What, Steve?
Hold for a second.
I'm not leaving.
Give me a landline.
I'm not getting wise. Is it important?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll give you a landline. My mom's shitting bricks over here. That stupid radio's getting kicked out. I don't know. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to try and fix that thing. Because I'm sick of trying to discuss something with somebody and have her breathing down my neck. And bring my radio. Alright. Well, I won't miss nothing because I'm going to leave the tape recorder running. But we'll give you a landline.
Off over there in Northtown. Well, I feel the same way about that Jim does if anybody steps on my property. I mean, what we say over the air is one thing, and if I decide to meet somebody somewhere, that's another thing. But if anybody comes over my house, it's all over for them. Trespassing. And I'm a physical person. So, what can I say? Different situations got mixed up in the one little war.
Now, let me tell you something. Alright? NTK was not up here. Alright? I was sandbagging down late when you guys were in the other town. He said he was told that. Alright? Now, that's what happened. Okay? Now, Ace said that he was directly blamed. He wasn't directly blamed. There was a friend of his that came up and confirmed it, okay? Now, I couldn't say I still believe. I thought, well, you know, the guy's blocking half away. Maybe it is him, you know? But, I didn't say nothing about it. I didn't say a word in there. You know? Matter of fact, I was even talking in there over them stupid carriers. You know? But, he wasn't in there. He was told. Okay? Maybe his sources were misled. That's when I got pissed off, because I heard with my own ears. Now, he's telling me a different story that he was told. Alright? That's fine, okay? He wants to believe his buddy there, okay? Good. Let his buddy blow out his portion. I don't care. All I gotta say is I heard it with my own ears, yeah?
The thing is, I didn't go down there for that reason. I went down there for Captain Jack. I didn't go down for LTK. I don't even know LTK. I never heard of him before, and I've been in on the air for about only 3 years myself. And I've never heard of him. And, you know, I've never had any problems with him before. But this Captain Jack and Don Quixote, every time there's trouble on my channel, they pop up. Like you said, they, you know, trouble follows him around. But I'm not going to say some words. Back and forth and it got me all mad if, you know, the whole thing was a joke to start out to begin with, and then all of a sudden they get all hyper and, you know, they just get all bent out of shape over nothing. I didn't go down there. I never even heard anything of the situation with LTK. And, like I said, I never heard it before. I never, you know, told for that. I never knew anything like that happened where you had somebody try to figure out who this guy was on the channel that was causing problems, but I never even heard of this guy. I went down there for Captain Jack and Captain Jack only. I didn't go down for anybody else.
Yeah, there was about four or five of us in there that day. But he was, you know, blamed. He wasn't flat out, right out blamed, you know? But, that's, I guess, the way somebody heard it and told him. I guess that's the way he took it, you know, like somebody heard it and told him and said, hey, you were blamed for this, you know? And it's not the way it happened, though. That's why I was a pissed off, because I heard that, you know. And well, poor Captain Jackson, because I haven't heard the guy in there that much. I wasn't there, I don't know what happened, so, you know. I'm just saying that other dude, man, he's been saying so far out of proportion, it's pathetic, you know? That's why I get pissed off. Well, all I gotta say is, man, you know, he got me in the room for busting some heads after he started bending his, well, maybe he thought it was the truth, you know? But, it's, you know, it certainly isn't. That's for sure, it definitely isn't. I don't know who told him or what told him, you know, but that's it, you know. But all I gotta say is, I'm definitely in this busting some heads, you know. I won't stop. I'm just sick of it. You know, I gotta say, if he comes up and starts throwing carries on me or gives me any kind of problem, anyone on the band, he's gonna have hell in his hands.
Great. Albert, can I call you?
Yes, you can.
Alright, be there by the phone. I've got something important to tell you.
Alright, I'm going downstairs right now.
Breaker.
Go ahead, Breaker from 2-0.
Hey. Appreciate it. Last time you had this.
I'm back.
First time I had him is tonight. I'm impressed.
I'll tell you something. I'm ready to jump into this right now at the snap of a finger. I won't stop for this word.
5, 1, 3.
Come on, Break.
5. Breaker 1, 3. This is Bingo Kid. What's all your trouble?
You can't handle it.
Seems like a lot of argument going on there.
This is personal.
What's your handle?
If you don't mind, see, you know, I don't feel like, you know, making friends tonight. We just have problems there. Yeah, you know, break somebody else.
You're supposed to bingo chip this work.
I just, my station ain't saying that everybody out there beating up on their circuit breakers. Hey, when we got a bump, we had to break on this side. That means it's all gone real.
Ask Dave to give you a call after he's all done with the other person.
Alright. Get off my Jeep. Surprise.
Oh, how you doing? How you doing?
Be fun, huh?
It sure was happening tonight. That brings back the old memories of times of ago.
What was this?
About 3 years ago.
Hey,
you
trying to tell us,
Breaker. Go ahead.
Okay,
we were talking to each other, so I decided to give him the break. You want to let him go? Where'd you go?
There you go.
Alright, go ahead.
Around that 2 hours. I kind of get up top of that and then we got a, I guess,
take down a beast man and the beast we put up here, man, and they make an adjustment on it, and they maybe make us another three element and stack them down over what you say.
Hey, Albert. Hey, Albert and Dave. Temperature's rise. SEC should put out a thing, you gotta take a test. If you're a jerk off, you're not out on the radio.
I got pissed off and I started saying things I want you.
I love it though.
And Captain John Cairn. He got mad because he started cutting off him and his buddies. Then he started cutting off you and your buddies, which is his whole damn channel, you know. He's just as much of a hypocrite as anyone here, plus he's worse, plus they're banning the truth.
You hit it right on the nail. Right on the nail. I know the sandbag, I ain't give a crap. Like I said, the door is open, they can come in. But I know they won't get too far in the corridor, but you know, oh well. Captain Jack got a lot of balls to say something about me. You notice how he called me a little run at the end, and he goes 10-7 real fast. Not much of a man.
Yeah, remember him?
Yeah, up there at Friendly's, what a jerk, the way he walks. I know you're 10-7.